Text numéro 53. Help, I don't know how to be an office person anymore. Pre-COVID, work greetings were simple. Now there's even a new uncertainty about how to say hello in person to clients and co-workers. Do I give them a high five? Do I give them a handshake or a hug too? I too have felt uncertainty, wondering what the new norms are for how to interact with co-workers and be an office person again. Talking with colleagues face to face now both thrills and exhausts me. I'm not alone in having a bumpy return to office life. For Katie George, an events and operations manager for a university in Connecticut, the biggest pro to having gone back to the office full-time in August was seeing co-workers again. But the huge con is waking up before 6 a.m. and driving more than an hour from Danbury to West Haven, which takes a financial toll due to rising gas prices and a mental toll due to traffic. There's a different tone of the day when you're just kind of waking up and enjoying a coffee and then logging on, versus trying to combat angry parents dropping their kids off at school or buses or trucks, George said, adding that there are just so many factors that you can't control. Last week, for example, there was a huge accident right at the exit that I normally take. It took me legitimately 2 hours to get to work. It's an aspect of before life that many people are not sure they even want to try to handle again. George said that despite what so many workers learn from their time spent away from the office, there's no acknowledgement from employers of what commuting costs. The time she spent getting ready for her day or spending quality time with her husband when she was working, remotely or on a hybrid schedule, is now spent commuting. Before returning to the office, I was able to have a normal breakfast instead of an English muffin in my car, she said. Now she's back to having that perpetually stressful no time left in the day feeling. Having experienced the benefits of a flexible schedule, George would love to bring these opportunities into her regular office work, but said it's hard to implement in higher education settings. Establishing boundaries with yourself over how much and when you will work can help with the transition, California therapist Catherine Perez said. But managers are the ones who should be helping employees adjust by checking in with them about their individual needs. As much as we want to say that individually we can set these boundaries or make these changes, it's really difficult to do that if leadership is not on the same page, she said. Adapted from the Huffington Post, November 2021.